Several diseases have been eliminated from the Americas thanks to vigorous vaccination programs in the countries of the region, including Jamaica. In a recent interview with Ian Boyne, director of the Pan American Health Organization, Dr. Carissa Etienne lists the diseases that have been eliminated. She also shares how PAHO provides support to vaccination programs in member states.
We've eliminated measles, we've eliminated polio, we've eliminated rubella and rubella congenital syndrome. Of course, smallpox was also eliminated. Mm-hmm. So these are diseases that don't occur here again.
At all.
And we were the first region to do this.
And measles occurred not too long ago in the United States.
And it is because of the vaccine hesitancy that certain population groups in the United States do not wish to be vaccinated, particularly measles, mumps, rubella, because they claim that there might be a link with autism, and so they don't vaccinate. And so there were a number of children who were not immunized against measles, and so we got an outbreak there.
What's your response to this argument? It is gaining more and more currency that vaccination is connected to autism.
Well, there is no evidence of it. People have written in the social media about it, but there is no sound evidence.
So why is this the persistence of the suspicion?
Because those who feel strongly about it are very loud.
Yes.
And they write prolifically about it, and it resonates with some members of society.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, about with the celebrities, the more affluent types in the society.
Mm-hmm.
But also in the Caribbean, we've had some hesitancy from the Rastafarian movements.
Yes. But and some fundamentalist Christians too.
Yes. But you know, in a way, we've worked with these communities to help them accept immunization. I remember in Dominica, we had diphtheria in a child from a Rastafarian community. Now, diphtheria, we don't hear or see diphtheria, and we had to work with them and to get the kids immunized.
Mm-hmm. But PAHO is willing to work with various groups, to interact with them, to share the knowledge that it has with groups that might be hesitant.
Certainly, that's why the Secretariat exists, and we work with all of our member states, with particular emphasis on those who are lagging behind. We help with procurement. Mm-hmm. We have the Vaccine Revolving Fund, where we pool the demands from all of our member states and we negotiate prices.
Mm-hmm.
At one time, PAHO got the lowest price. We negotiated, we will only buy at the lowest price that you sell to anybody. And so that assisted a lot in making vaccines more affordable for many of our member states. We work with our member states to be able to decide on the demands, to forecast the demands. We give technical cooperation and guidance for actual vaccination programs. And we set up with member states the surveillance for ill effects and side effects of vaccines. So we are very, very involved.
Director of the Pan American Health Organization, Dr. Carissa Etienne, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
My mother said me go live with Uncle George and him family so them can send me go school. Them said them soon send me, but me have to work first. Me work hard, you see. Mommy said me must make them send me back cause she not have nowhere to put me. So me wash and clean. The only thing is that sometimes them beat me. But them said them will send me go school next year if me work good. Ma, I go work hard cause me want go school.
Domestic servitude is human trafficking. Human trafficking is modern day slavery. Call 811 or the nearest police station if you suspect something. Let's unite to end human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.